Hi everyone, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Alicia Gogan, the host of the Glow Up Secrets podcast, where I help you expand your mind and become more self-aware so that you can glow up into the best version of yourself. Hello, hi, how are we doing? I hope everyone has been having a good year so far. Second week of January, and I'm wondering, are we still hitting our goals? Are we still doing our routines? Have we fallen off? Listen, if you've fallen off, or maybe you have not started yet in terms of like your health and your wellness, fitness, all that good stuff, this is going to be the episode to kind of get you on track, keep you on track, bring you back, all that good stuff. We're going to be talking a lot about working out, eating healthy, and overall a wellness girl winter, because it's wellness girl winter. Like, hello. So I want to read this quote that I saw on Instagram relating to this episode today. And this is from the Instagram. Her name is Vitaly Melanie. She is reading her Instagram right now. She's a herbalist. She's really into natural medicine, regenerative farming, root cause healing stuff, like all that good holistic girly stuff. Anyways, I thought that this post that she posted was really good. So it reads, most people believe the first signs of disease is high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, fatigue, poor blood work, aches, pains, etc. But the first sign of disease is actually not sleeping well, not hydrating properly, poor eating habits, painful periods, chronic bloating, hair loss, low libido, irregular bowel movements, being easily triggered, disconnection from nature, weak boundaries, and not taking personal responsibility for the direction that your life is going. I think that last part really hits home because there comes a point in your life where you really need to decide to start taking more responsibility over where your life is going, especially when it comes to your health. And there's a lot of reasons why we have health issues. And I always believe it's deeply rooted in a lot of things from childhood that create certain coping mechanisms and self-sabotaging behaviors, which we get in our own way when we're trying to live a healthy lifestyle. And I have talked about a lot of that in my own journey with healing my relationship with food and chronic illness that I've been through. But regardless of how you are going to get healthy and just become a better you, it first starts with that commitment of saying, like, I'm going to commit to taking responsibility for my life, for my health, for my whatever, and doing this for me. And in this episode, we are going to talk about some of the ways in which that you can start taking more responsibility. And I think with the questions that you guys have asked, that is the first sign of you taking responsibility of your health and wellness by asking questions and becoming curious and doing your research. Like, I feel like a lot of us, we want to live a healthy girl lifestyle. And this is going to be the episode. But before we get into that, I want to talk about some of the things that I have been loving. In last episode, I talked about how I love Central C, which is totally irrelevant to most things. But we're not going to talk about him today, even though I still love him. What I've been loving in terms of health and wellness actually right now is CanPrev supplements. I have been using CanPrev, Canada. I actually, you know what? I don't know their actual full name of the company, but whatever. It's a Canadian company and they're a really great supplement company, CanPrev. I've been using their vitamin D3 for so many years. And of course they have a whole supplement line of like anything that you want. Oh, actually, I've also been using their magnesium. And I've been trying to take magnesium right around my menstrual phase, my menstrual cycle, because magnesium actually helps your muscles relax. And the reason why we get cramps is because our muscles are tensing up a lot. So I like to supplement with magnesium. That's a great supplement for anyone who struggles with very heavy cramps or just like cramping in general and wants a alternative supplement other than just taking freaking painkillers. And I posted that I was using that and they actually created a magnesium drink supplement, as well as they have like these little capsules specifically for women, and they're all for like cramping and stuff. So I've been taking those and I'm loving them. So if you're interested in those supplements, I think you can get them on Amazon. I added And if you live in Canada, I'm pretty sure you can only get these on Canada. I don't know. Maybe you can order them from the States. But well.ca, I get a lot of my supplements from there if I'm not going to Whole Foods. So they have their supplements on there. But I have all of my favorite supplements linked in my link in my bio, which will be on the show notes if you're interested in that. But I've been trying to incorporate more supplements back into my life. I've really been slacking on that. I am a vitamin girly, but you know, sometimes you just slack and you just don't take your vitamins. And this year I really want to get better at aiding myself throughout my menstrual cycle and just doing, you know, eating right and moving my body and supplementing the most that I possibly can, especially for my cycle. So I think that's going to be a very prevalent supplement that you're probably going to see me post a lot on my Instagram and talk about. But yeah, that's what I've been loving. And what I've been hating. One, I've been hating the fact that I don't really have an appetite, which is a result of not moving a lot. Like after leaving my serving job, I haven't been moving as much. And my appetite has gotten to a point where I can just eat like one meal a day and have some coffee and that'd be good. But I also know that that's not ideal for my bodily functions. And I want to get a better appetite going, which will happen when I move my body more and also start to weight train more, which I have been. But yeah, that's something that I've been not really so happy about. And I know it's going to take my conscious effort to get it sped up a little bit, meaning moving my body and doing all these things, but I haven't been loving it. And eating one meal a day, like if you're not moving a lot, it's not the worst thing in the world. But also I eat really healthy. So when I'm having a freaking salad with some grilled chicken and that's it, like that's not enough food. So that's something I'm definitely going to be working on this year. But also don't be fooled. There are times that I eat a lot of food too. So it depends on which phase of my cycle that I'm in as well. Also, not everything I eat is super healthy. So there's very calorie dense meals that I'm eating, which would make me not as hungry. But I'm not the happiest with my current appetite level. Another thing I'm not loving is the fact that the freaking sun sets in Canada or in Toronto where I am right now at like 3:30. Now it's not dark at 3:30, but even today I was recording and I was getting ready to record an episode and the sun was literally setting. Like you could tell that it was setting at like 3:30. I'm like, this is not fun. This is not okay for me. So yeah, if anyone doesn't have to deal with this, then I am so jealous of you, but that's something I've not been loving. Okay, so of course I asked you guys on Instagram, which follow me on Instagram if you're not already, because we love it there. We're having an amazing time there. Truly, truly a stellar time. But I asked you guys about any like health and wellness questions, workout stuff. By the way, I went to school for workplace wellness and health promotion. And I am certified as a health coach and also still technically a personal trainer, although I do not do any health coaching or any of that stuff. But I just want to preface that just in case it doesn't matter. Like I don't need to be certified in any of this to talk about what I'm going to talk about because this is really just coming from my opinion and it's my advice. You can take it or leave it. But yeah, I do have some education and background on this. And of course, I used to be such a health and fitness girly for years. I was obsessed. Like I was a gym girly. I was really into holistic health. I was into dieting. I tried every diet. Anyways, that is a story for another time. But just if you're curious. Okay, let's get into the questions. First one is, I can't get myself to be disciplined when it comes to losing weight. So when it comes to losing weight, I think the most important thing is to really get deep into why it is that you were overweight in the first place. Like what brought you there? What habits, what coping mechanisms got you to the point where you're at right now? Because, you know, you can start a diet and workout, and I'm sure you have, but that doesn't mean that it's going to actually get you to lose weight. Like I'm not saying that these things don't work, of course, but why is it that everyone continues to go into cycles? Why do you keep falling off? Why is it hard? Well, it's hard because you also have parts of you that are stuck in a time where it believes that doing a certain behavior like eating candy or overeating is serving you in some way. And usually that way is you're suppressing emotions. You don't know how to deal with emotions. When you get really stressed, you're eating. Like there's reasons why there's parts of you that are stuck with these certain eating habits. And you can try and change them by tomorrow waking up and eating a salad. But if you are constantly doing the same thing over and over again, you have to go deeper. And doing parts work, inner child work, of course, going to a therapist can definitely be helpful. But I'm telling you, I didn't heal my relationship with food and fitness and everything about me until I actually did some deep healing work. I realized that the reason why I was constantly falling on and off of diets was, one, because I had this emotional connection to food because I learned how to do that when I was a child. Because I didn't know how to handle big emotions and I would suppress my emotions. So I would eat candy all the time. And then when I grew up and I really wanted to changed my body and my appearance because I hated myself, even though I actually was never really overweight. Like I wasn't anything like that. But I struggled on one hand to stick to a diet because I still had this part of me that would be addicted to candy. And I would constantly do that over and over. I just like couldn't stop myself. And then of course there was a part of me that was like a perfectionist as well, which made it hard because you can't be perfect with everything in life, especially when it comes to dieting and fitness. So anytime that I felt like I slipped up a little tiny bit, I was so hard on myself to the point where I was like, screw it, I'll start on Monday. So there's definitely that component of there's a part of you that got overweight in the first place and you need to look at that, like deeply work on that and heal those wounds outside of dieting and moving your body. But simultaneously, of course, you want to move your body and eat better, but you got to take away that like the perfectionist mindset and the all or nothing mindset. Like we really need to get rid of that. We are running so fast to the finish line. And it's like, you can't burn yourself out like that. You cannot be perfect with going to the gym. You can't be perfect with eating. Like and you don't need to be. Like you literally don't need to be. I had orthorexia. And if you don't know what that is, I'm just reading it online. And it says that it's an unhealthy focus on eating in a healthy way. And yeah, it came to a point where because I was obsessed with eating healthy and clean and 100% like whatever diet I was on, I really struggled with living my life. But because life is life and you have to leave your home and potentially eat out, or you have parts of you that still aren't healed, so they naturally want to eat the candy when something, you know, hard comes up in your life and you're not even being aware of like your emotions that you're kind of suppressing, all of these things happen, you're bound to like slip up in a way from your clean eating. And that is okay. And what is not okay is when you end up self-hating and getting so frustrated on yourself because you didn't do something 100% and then you say, screw it, I'm gonna binge eat and then start on Monday. Like it's a repetitive cycle that does not work. And you can live life. Like your body is built to be able to have some balance. Like I'm not gonna tell you that like how much pizza is okay for you to eat in balance or in moderation, whatever. Like that's not for me to say because people have their own beliefs. But at the end of the day, like you don't have to be 100% perfect, nor can you. So you creating so much stress around you being 100% and all or nothing actually creates more disease and more stress in the body, which is obviously not good. So making sure that you're really getting deep into like those wounds that created these habits that made you overweight in the first place is first and foremost, and dropping the all or nothing thinking mindset, doing everything 100%, you don't need to. Someone asked me, exercise every day, yes or no? So this is going to piggyback off of the last thing I was just saying. No, I'm pretty sure they were asking me if I exercise every day, but I'll say it in both. Well, whatever. No, you shouldn't exercise. Okay. This is what I mean by exercise. Like doing a crazy, like heavy lifting workout every day. You should absolutely move your body every day. Like truly, truly, truly. And that means just walking. That means getting up and cleaning your house. That means like standing at your standing desk instead of sitting down all day. Like for sure we have to move our bodies. It's so, so, so important. But you do not, and you shouldn't really be like going to the gym 7 days a week, doing these crazy strenuous workouts. Like first of all, if we're talking about weightlifting, you need your muscles need to relax and to heal. Why can I not find the word? Rest. I don't know. Whatever. You need a break. You can't work out every single day. So definitely not. For me, I do base things off of my soreness a lot of the times. Also, you don't want to, your goal in the gym, you don't want to always have the goal of being sore. Like, just because you're sore doesn't mean you had a good workout at all. But if I'm really sore, of course, I'm definitely not going to be working those same muscles as I did like a day or two ago. But I throw in a few leg days, few arms, moving my body, trying to have a balanced routine, of course, but not overdoing it. And also not getting down on myself if I wake up and I can't seem to get into the gym. Okay, the next question is, what is your workout routine and how many times do you work out? So yeah, okay. So I'm just going to out myself right now and say, literally, I could probably count on two hands how many times I went to the gym in 2022. It's really not, yeah, it's kind of sad. But you know what? I have a few excuses and justifications, but whatever. They're just excuses and justifications. But honestly, I was working two jobs all the whole entire year. Like, I was busting my freaking ass. And also, I was working as a bartender / server. So I was on my feet all the time. So I wasn't really that pressed about working out a lot. And then I was just active throughout the days and all that kind of stuff. So, and you know, like my past with excessively working out and eating like healthy and stuff like that, I needed a break, especially after like COVID and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't do a lot, but my goal this year, of course, is to get moving again, mainly because one, I'm not a server anymore. So I'm not going to move my body a lot. But two, I really do know the importance of building some muscle on your body and like moving your body and moving your joints. And like, you know, just moving your body in general is so important. And I've come to a point, being 27 now, finally, I'm not just doing the gym for aesthetics. Now, am I going to just lie and say that I do not want to have a bigger butt and have leg day because I want a bigger butt? Like, no, girl, no. Like, a girl could use a bigger butt. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not really pressed if like 1 month I'm not able to do a lot of weight training for my legs for some reason, and like, I'm not gonna feel like I'm worthless because I don't have a butt like how I want, you know what I mean? So anyways, I have recently started to work out more. I have a condo gym. I would like to go. Honestly, my condo gym is not the best in terms of weights because I like weight training. But it's going to do for now until I'm considering moving again, guys, as well in April. But if I do that, then I need to look for a gym that has more weights. But whatever. I digress. Lately, I have been, honestly, my first goal with getting back into the gym is just literally getting my fucking ass up and work. Like, getting my ass up and just going to the actual gym and moving my body. Like, it didn't even matter. I wasn't creating this elaborate plan. I wasn't gonna put so much on my plate and be like, you have to do a million squats, you have to start doing whatever. I started very slow. My first goal was like, let's just get back into the routine of getting up and walking downstairs and going to the gym. Like, that was clearly hard enough for me. Couldn't even do it for like all year. So that was my first goal. And then right now what I've been doing is, if I'm usually doing 12-3-30, I don't care about 12-3-30. I'm just doing it because it's just like, it gives me something to do. I'm not a cardio girly, which we're going to talk about cardio. I know there's one question about it, but I just do that because it's like, it's a good way to get my heart rate up and just like work on my cardio, because cardio is important. And I have kind of a goal, like 30 minutes, and it's quite hard and whatever. And then I'll go into the sauna. I've been going to the sauna every single day and unpacking my whole entire life, traumas and everything about my whole entire existence. If you follow me on Instagram, you would see. So that's what I do. And then on the days that I haven't been doing just treadmill, I'll do legs. And honestly, like, I've been doing body weight, adding bands and a little bit of weights like kettlebells. So when I go to the gym, I'm not really following a plan, mainly because I have been such a workout girly before. Like, I know the movements to do and what I want to target and how many times I should do it. But I'm in the era right now of just getting myself back to the gym. So I'm doing more reps, lots of volume. I'm just getting those basic foundation movements or functional movements, I should say, back into my routine. So doing some squats, doing reverse lunges, I'm doing curtsy lunges, split squats, sumo squats, hip thrusts, those basic movements. And the first few weeks I was just doing body weight, and then I added some bands, and now I've been doing weights as well. But again, I'm in the era of just getting myself back into the gym. So I'm not doing anything super structured, but as I progress forward, I definitely will. But just starting very slow and just getting back to the gym was my main concern. And I've been really proud of myself that I've been getting up and not having so much resistance because, you know, there's times where you wake up and you just have so much resistance to going to the gym. But I feel like if you take a lot of pressure off and you're just like, you know, your only goal is to get up and just get into the gym, it's so much better. And then you end up just like being motivated and actually moving your body. So that's my tip. If you're just starting out, stop putting so much pressure on yourself and just like get into the freaking gym, move your body. Even if it's just like walking on the treadmill, and listening to your favorite song. In terms of how many times I've been working out, the past month, probably about 4 times a week, 4 or 5. But again, a lot of them have been just moving like on the treadmill and literally like the sauna every day. Someone asked, do you eat gluten-free, dairy-free or anything? No, I do not. Bringing it back to the fact that I used to have orthorexia and just like a really, really bad relationship with food. I'm not at a point in my life right now where I'm going to put these restrictions on myself and say, no dairy, no gluten, no whatever. I think a lot of the times when we are pursuing these diets, it's because we have these like underlying things going on that we're trying to find some control over. And honestly, unless you're freaking celiac or you have these adverse reactions, then I don't really think it's that necessary to not like to eat gluten-free. Now, this is why I think that. It's because I, in my personal belief, really believe that a lot of the health thing, like the health issues that we have, are way beyond what you're actually eating. Yes, does your food affect and, you know, maybe it like breaks you out or affects the way that you feel and all this kind of stuff? Yes, it contributes. But if you are not addressing your mental health and you don't even see that correlation, then you can do all the diets in the world and it might help for a little bit because I know sometimes people will cut out dairy or gluten and it'll help, but usually things come back or, you know, there's a new thing. Why is that? It's not, you can't look at the body just as a body. Like you can't look at the body and try and heal it just from like food or just from one product. You have to look at the body holistically. So what is your mindset like? What are your traumas? What are you doing for your mental health? What are you, yes, intaking in your body and how frequently? What is your environment like? What are, you know, all of these things, it's biopsychosocial. It's not just biological. It's not just eating one specific diet is going to fix all your problems, especially if you have all of these random issues. So I'm saying all that to say right now in my life, I do know the value of not consuming a bunch of processed foods. And yes, is there a lot of research to show that dairy is not the healthiest? Yes, especially in Western civilization right now where everything is like very much so processed. And yes, absolutely. And at the end of the day, I do my best to eat from home and eat, you know, a lot of vegetables and getting my nutrients in and not overindulging. But I find that because I've really healed my relationship with food basically through my mental health practices and, you know, healing all these traumas, I don't overeat anyways. Like I'm not overindulging in dairy and gluten and sugary foods and all these things. So I don't really need to be that strict on things because I'm not naturally going towards those things. I'm naturally going towards things that are very healthy. And that's usually what happens when you actually fix these root causes of your unhealthy patterns, your eating patterns. So right now I am not restricting anything. I do know the importance of like not, like I said, like incorporating all these crappy foods. I do my best to eat things that are whole foods that don't have a lot of ingredients in, but I make sure I don't restrict myself because I know where that will lead me. And I have to ask myself, like, why is it that I'm deciding to cut something out? Is it because of an aesthetic reason? Is it because I'm obsessing? Or is it truly because like I feel like I can do this right now? So that's kind of where I'm at in terms of my diet. Will I change some things up? Absolutely. Are there goals that I have to maybe cut down on, you know, having a little less creamer, a little less sugar in my coffee or this or that? Yeah, for sure. But I take it very slowly. One thing I'm going to say about dairy is I'm obsessed with yogurt bowls and I have plain Greek yogurt bowls and I get it plain and I add honey into the yogurt because I don't like to buy yogurt that has like all of these added sweeteners in it. And I just add pure honey And then I add some blueberries and put some granola, pumpkin flax granola on top and some dark chocolate chips. It's like one of my favorite freaking things to eat. And it's very high protein. Now, old me would still look at that and be like, oh my gosh, no, you can't have dairy and you can't have sugar. But we're not doing it anymore. And I'm fine. Like, my health is absolutely fine. So yeah, I've done the diets. I've done the trial and error. I've done cutting out thing. I've done the cutting out, the adding in, the obsessive supplementing and regimens and whatever. And I found that really all of that led me to the same place where that place was. I needed to look deeper inwards as to why I was in this state of being anyways, this state of disease, honestly. One thing to note, I was diagnosed with irritable bowel disease in 2017, right around the time where I was going through like the worst stressful period of my life, mainly for things outside of me. But yeah, that's when my obsession with food really heightened, because the doctors told me I had this disease. And so now I was even hyper focused on eating healthy when I already didn't have a healthy relationship with food and fitness and everything. And I did all of the elimination diets. I did absolutely everything and nothing worked. And now I'm at a point where I don't eat any specific diet for that. I don't even take medication anymore. And if anyone's actually interested in that, then you can reach out to me about that, because I have a very unique story when it comes to IBD. It's not something that I really even identify as having. Not that I'm trying to ignore it, but it's just not my story anymore. Once I understood how stress affects the body and how your mind is connected to your body, how the body keeps a score, how trauma is stored in your body. I've done a lot of body work and somatic healing, all that kind of stuff to really help me with this. And I still have a lot to go, but yeah, if you're interested in that, you can let me know on DMs. Someone asked, top staple vegetables and fruits when you're starting your wellness journey. Okay, you know what? Honestly, just whatever vegetables that you like to eat is going to be the easiest thing for you when you're starting. But I think zucchinis are really good. Honestly, eating seasonal, if you can, though, would be nice. Unfortunately, in Canada, it's kind of hard to just always eat seasonal. It's a little bit hard to do that. But zucchinis, bell peppers, and mushrooms, I find, are a very good combination to make for like breakfast. One of my like top staples in my breakfast is zucchini, mushrooms, bell peppers, and I use coconut oil on the pan and I saute those up and I have them with eggs, plantain, or toast or something, whatever, depending on what I'm feeling that day. When it comes to fruits, honestly, I think bananas are like the easiest fruit to have because they're available all the time. Oh, another thing, you should totally, if you have a sweet tooth, freeze your grapes. I don't know who freaking needs to hear this, but seriously, it's time to freeze your grapes. It actually is such a game changer. Tastes so freaking good. And you can have them for a snack. You can have them for a little dessert vibe. Again, another thing, the yogurt bowl that I've been having, blueberries, frozen blueberries, so good. So many antioxidants in those berries, and they're so healthy for you. So if you can add them into your smoothies, add them onto your yogurt bowl, in your oatmeal, whatever the case, just adding these beautiful veggies and fruits, honestly, into anything is going to be great. Like, think about the meals that you are eating on a daily basis and think, like, how can I add one more piece of vegetable like in this thing? So if you're sauteing if you're having an omelet in the morning, well, is there mushrooms that you could add into that along with your bell peppers or your zucchini instead of just mushrooms for your smoothie? If you're having blueberries and banana in the smoothie, could you add some spinach? You literally will not taste it, but you're gonna get some more fiber. Like, small little things are wins in my eyes when it comes to that. Someone asked, do you think cardio is the most important thing? No. Well, I guess it depends on what your goal is, but I don't know if you're asking about losing weight, but here's what I'll say about cardio. Cardio is great for your cardiovascular health. Like, it just is. So going on the treadmill and walking, running, doing whatever, it's great. Any movement is great. We have to just think about it like that, right? Like outside of aesthetics and weight loss and everything, it's great. If we're talking about weight loss though, cardio is not the best form of movement though. So people think that cardio, because you burn a lot of calories, which by the way, those machines are very off when it comes to telling you how many calories you're burning. So just know that. But your body starts to get really efficient at not burning a lot of calories when you're constantly doing a lot of cardio. Like, you know, the people who are constantly on the cardio machines for like 3 hours a day in the gym, 365 days of the year, and you're wondering why they're not like any smaller. It's because you're training your body to be super efficient at cardio, which is great. It's an amazing thing. But if we're talking about weight loss, muscle burns more calories than fat while at rest. Okay. So when we're talking about speeding up our metabolism and burning calories, because the thing is, it's like, it's not, you don't want to just do cardio and that be your only form of you burning calories. Like, you want to be burning calories at rest. You want to have your metabolism be moving and running well, so you're not holding on to fat, holding on to anything. Well, not anything. Take that back. Fat is totally fine and needed, especially for women. But you want to train your body to be very efficient. So lifting weights, like having muscle on your body, is actually very important because, first of all, for so many reasons. One, it actually makes your body look amazing and toned and beautiful, right? And functional. Like, you need muscle. And that's when, you know, people, they have like back problems and stuff. A lot of the time is because your glutes aren't strong enough. And I've struggled with this as well. But outside of that, muscle will burn more calories at rest. So when you're not moving, cardio is a great form of you manually burning calories. But what you really want is your body to be efficient at burning calories, even at rest. So having muscle on your body is very, very important. So people think it's cardio, but really doing those slower functional movements with weights is what's actually going to create a lot better efficiency really for your body. So that's one thing if you're interested in that. A good book to get to learn more about this whole cardio versus weight training, like having muscle and how it's actually way more efficient, is called The Resistance Training Revolution by Sal Stefano. He is one of the guys on Mind Pump, which is a podcast, which I go, if you're really into fitness and you want to learn more about that, then go to that podcast. These guys are amazing. They know what they're talking about in the fitness industry. And they actually have a very holistic view of like health and fitness as well. But he talks about how everyone is convinced that going on the treadmill and like burning manual calories is what's gonna make you lose weight. And that can, for sure, right? But you have to put so much time and effort into that. And on top of that, as soon as you stop doing cardio, like if you were to actually fall off the gym, you're going to put the weight back on, especially if your eating habits are not proper. So weight training and just getting more muscle on your body is actually way more important, in my opinion, than, for so many reasons, even outside of like losing weight, than cardio. Someone asked, how to eat good, nutritious food while living with your family. This is definitely hard because I remember when I used to live with my ex-boyfriend like years ago, he had such a fast metabolism and he did not eat healthy at all. And he just like could eat whatever he freaking wanted. And I would get so annoyed. But at the same time, he would have all this crap in the house and I would eat all of it. One, because I didn't have a good relationship with food and I just couldn't not eat it. And then of course, like there's just like mad amounts of food everywhere. I couldn't help myself. So one, if you find that you are constantly eating poorly because of everyone else's eating habits, you got to question like why you might be going in direction of this. One usually has something to do with that part of you that's like emotionally attached to food. But also like having boundaries is important when you're living with other people and realizing, like telling yourself, like you don't need to eat the food that they're eating just because they decide that they're eating crappy food. You don't have to eat the same food as them. I don't know how old you are and whatnot, but I mean, you can buy your own food. You can create your own meals. You can leave the house and do things outside of the house so you're not constantly consumed. Like, you don't need to take on people's eating habits and crappy behaviors just because you're around them. Trust me, I know it's hard, okay? I'm not gonna say it's an easy thing, but just because somebody else is eating cookies and they have it in the house doesn't mean that you need to have that and take that on as your truth, as something that you need to eat. And again, this comes back to, well, why can you not be in a house with food that might not be on your diet per se? And again, that might come back to that part of you that might be a little bit attached to this food. But also, like, if you are with your family and they're eating, you know, food that's not something that you're, like, you're trying to stay away from this food, try to focus on making your meals the best that you can. Like, don't eat the most plain, boring ass food, because then their food is going to look so much better than yours. But if you actually enjoy and you look forward to your meals, then you're not really going to feel like you're missing out. So it's just finding healthier alternatives. So let's say your family eats a lot of ice cream and, you know, it's movie night and we're all chilling and, you know, it's Friday night and whatever, and we're all eating ice cream. Well, what's a healthier alternative instead of you telling yourself you can't have anything, or you telling yourself, okay, I'll just have a banana. Like, no, that's not doing it, babe. Let's go on Pinterest and find something that you can make that is such a healthier alternative, but it still makes you feel like you're having, like, that you're still indulging the same way they are. So two things that come in my mind when it comes to ice cream, I don't know why I'm really, whatever, but one is a yogurt bowl. What, literally, you guys need to try the yogurt bowl that I'm talking about. I post it all the time on my story. Plain Greek yogurt, which is really high in protein, add a little bit of honey in it, mix it up, add some frozen blueberries, mix that up, add a little bit of granola and dark chocolate chips. Chef's freaking kiss. Or in the summertime, what I like to do is create a smoothie bowl. So putting a lot of banana, oh my gosh, this is so good. Blending up banana with almond milk or like oat milk or just regular milk, whatever. Adding some cacao powder, like pure cacao powder. And if you want, you can add a little bit of sweetener, but I don't usually like to do that. And some cacao nibs. Blend that up. It literally tastes like chocolate banana ice cream. So freaking good. But just go on Pinterest and find healthy alternatives. So that way, when they're having nacho night, or when they're having, oh, nachos, another thing. If they're having like nacho night, I will make my healthier version of nachos, and I will like get these like rice cake crackers. And I usually do put cheese on it, but you could like find another alternative. And I'll put like grilled chicken on it and some salsa, or actually not even salsa. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll chop up fresh tomatoes and onions, put them on there, little bit of cheese, and it's like a healthier one instead of like some of the ones that they like to make when it's just pure cheese, right? Just small little things like that, and you won't feel like you're so left out. Someone asked, do you need to eat more protein than the rest of the food on the pyramid? I mean, it kind of depends on your goals. If you're trying to build muscle, then I would say, yeah, prioritize protein for sure. Because you want your, like, you want to actually build your muscles, and you, it does require protein. But you definitely don't want to do no carb or like not have fat, because at the end of the day, it's like you want to feel satiated so you're not eating all the time. And when you are building muscle, you are burning a lot of calories even at rest, which means you're going to be hungrier. So you want to make sure that you're having balanced meals so that you're not feeling like you're just eating 1,000 meals and then you end up gaining weight. So making sure you have protein for sure for muscle building, but making sure you have carbs because you need that for energy, and incorporating some healthy fat into your meals so that it keeps you satiated for longer. If you just have some carbs, like you have a banana or like a piece of toast, that's not gonna satisfy you and you're gonna be hungry in like 3 seconds. So making sure you have some healthy fats in your diet is gonna be great. But of course, protein is ideal if you're really trying to focus on that, making sure that you have protein in your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or sometimes, like right now, like I am trying to prioritize a little bit more protein in my diet. So if I don't have a meal plan, which I don't really right now, but if I'm like, I'm hungry and I know I'm about to eat, I make sure that I prioritize the thing that will have the highest amount of protein. So if I have snacks around and I'm a little bit hungry and I'm like, should I have some grapes or should I have a yogurt bowl? Well, I'm going to have a yogurt bowl because it has more protein and I'm getting more nutrients and macronutrients into my diet versus just like snacking on grapes. So I try and think about it like that. Like, what is the macronutrient profile of this meal that I'm going to eat? And I prioritize that. Like, instead of, because I could eat toast or I could eat an egg with toast. Well, maybe let's have an egg on the toast so that I'm not so hungry. And I mean, there's not that much protein in eggs, but like, let's have that. Let's boost the nutrient content instead of just having plain toast. Or sometimes I'll have toast and I'll have natural peanut butter on it. And that has a little bit more fat. So that way I'm not going to be hungry in 3 seconds. So really just upping the macronutrient profile of anything that you're eating and being more conscious will go a long way. Another question is tips for planning groceries. Well, honestly, the only tip that I really can give you is to plan. But like when you're going grocery shopping, honestly, think about the meals that you're having this week. Do not go to the grocery store with no list and no plan of what it is that you're buying or you're going to be eating for the week to come. Don't do it, because you know what? That is just a waste of your freaking money and you're not gonna make good decisions. I'm telling you that right now. Don't do it. So think about, are you meal planning for the week? Are you only like planning out your lunches? Whatever it is, making sure you think about what you're going to be eating for majority of the week and then making a list based off of that thing and going to the grocery store and buying from that list. That will help you from picking up random snacks that you're just going to end up eating throughout the week, which you don't need. Like it's not needed and you're wasting your money on things you don't need. But also like you might go to the grocery store and just buy a bunch of even healthy things, but you might not even utilize them because you didn't realize that you don't need all of these vegetables throughout the week. Like there's many times I've done that. Well, go to the grocery store and I haven't really thought about what it is that I'm going to eat throughout the week. So I just like grab a bunch of vegetables. And then I realize throughout the week that I haven't even had time to make any of these. Like there's some weeks in the mornings where I have more times than others to chop up vegetables and have a like sauteed whole meal in the morning. And so if I don't have time for that, then all of the vegetables are going to go to waste. Usually what I do, because I'm honestly a creature of habit, so I kind of get the same things always unless I'm feeling spicy and I want to switch things up. But I always make sure that I get like 2 different types of protein. So like grass-fed beef, salmon, those are like my 2 main things. And you can freeze those. So I'm not really pressed on when I need to make those. And I can add that protein into a lot of things. So if I decide that week I want to have salad, or if I want a sandwich, or if I literally just want it something with rice, I can honestly have that protein with any of those. So I just kind of make everything very versatile. Like I can add grass-fed ground beef onto a salad. I can have that sauteed with some vegetables. I can have that on a side of rice. Same thing goes with salmon. But honestly, my biggest tip is just write out a list of things that you need and think about it before you actually go to the grocery store. That will really, really save you money. Oh my gosh. Someone asked me, how do you go to the gym without having a heart attack? I have no idea if they're trolling or not, but I feel like this person wasn't. I think that's why I wrote it down. And I don't even know like the context of this question. So I don't even know how to go about this. But like, I don't know. If you're going to the gym to the point where you feel like you're having a heart attack, maybe you're doing too much. Like maybe you're overworking. Like I don't really know, but I guess my advice to you is to maybe, first of all, go to a doctor. But also don't do so much at the gym. Like, again, it's coming back to this idea that we need to have, it's first of all, it's like all or nothing thinking, but you don't need to be so strenuous and go super hard at the gym for you to have a good workout. You actually don't. You really don't. Moving your body is the first step. Like moving your body is so important outside of you getting a sweat. And even sometimes when you do weight training, depending on the type of style that you're doing, you might not break a huge sweat. That doesn't mean that that workout was irrelevant and not worthy and not very helpful. And you can still build muscle without breaking a sweat. It's absolutely possible. So I don't know. I do not know if that question was a troll or not, but I hope that helped. Okay, guys, that's going to be it for the questions. I have a lot more in terms of like health and wellness, but I'm going to have to say that for another episode. Like a lot of you guys had questions regarding skin health, and also you guys wanted me to talk more about cycle syncing and talking about the different phases of your cycle and birth control and all that stuff. But I'm going to make a whole episode on that for the next health podcast, because we can go into a whole deep dive on that and like period, self-care, all that good stuff, because it's needed. Majority of us are females and we need to have a girl chat about that. So I think the main takeaway, honestly though, guys, with whatever you're doing, if you're dieting, if you're moving your body, first check in with your mental health. If you're doing that all or nothing, doing it 100%, starting and stopping, get a little bit more self-aware as to what is going on deep inside of you outside of just trying a new habit and a new diet. And also relax. You don't need to do everything at 100%. Progress over perfection. Perfection is literally a freaking illusion. And the moment I really fix my mental health, and I don't want to say fix, like I'm just using that word, but like it's not fixed, whatever. Healing myself and doing some more deep inner work, that was what really actually got me out of that mess of cycling through diets and self-hate and excessive working out. And I'm at a point now where I'm eating what I want. I have a really good relationship with food. I love myself more than I ever have. I have an amazing body and I still am working on myself. So just know things do get better and enjoy the process, because it's a great one. Okay, I love you guys and I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.